Pollock A season opened on Friday, and usually around this time of year, the fleet is at its busiest. But this week, many boats are back in town with only one trip under their belt if they've gone out at all. The reason is obvious. With 50-knot winds, blowing snow, freezing spray, and an ice edge that's steadily creeping downwards, fishing conditions are less than ideal. Randy Rothis is a crew member on the Gunmar, which is back at the Unisea dock after one trip. Despite the stormy start, he's still hoping that fishing is better than it was during the B season, when the fleet struggled to take its quota.
What we're hearing is that there's some plenty of sign out there, and in the other fisheries seem to be starting off to a pretty good start for 2012 between the cod fisheries with the pot cods. The OP fishery seems to be pretty strong right now. And so if that has an indicator, it doesn't tell we get out, the pollock guys get out there and start catching. We'll see how the fishery goes, but hopefully the expectations are a little bit better than last year.
Over at Alyeska, co-op manager Sylvia Edifaw says she's envisioning what she describes as a more standard year. Right now, she's more concerned about the price for pollock than its abundance. The dockside price for pollock this A season is at 15 cents a pound. This time last year, boats were getting paid 17 cents a pound.
I'm kind of surprised and discouraged that the price of pollock isn't where it should be, especially when you compare it with the prices that hake was bringing into the market off the coast of the lower 48.
The other big thing that the fleet's keeping track of is salmon bycatch. During B season, it took about 19,000 Chinooks, more than they had taken in the last 3 years combined. Krista Milani is a biologist with the National Marine Fisheries Service Office in Unalaska, and she says that some boats are prepared to take a break from fishing pollock if bycatch continues to be a problem.
I know a lot of boats, if they run into salmon, will probably quit and move to do cod until a little bit later and then move back to pollock. But we won't know anything until they get out there on the grounds and start making some hauls.
The total allowable catch for pollock has been set at 1.2 million metric tons, with 480,000 of that available for harvest during the A season. 80 catcher boats and 16 factory trawlers are expected to participate in the fishery this year. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.